It's Rabbi Brian. It's April 2006. Oh, April 2007. Boy, time is flying. Welcome to the podcast. Also, if you are not getting the 77% weekly, the Religion Outside the Box newsletter, go to www.rotb.org. Sign up for that. I'm sure you'll enjoy that very much. It's my spiritual, not religious newsletter, 77% of the time. Well, it comes to your inbox 40 out of 52 weeks a year, thus 77%. I want to talk today about a phrase I call doing a Jonah. You might remember that biblical story of Jonah and the whale. Jonah is called, and he gets a calling from God, and you'd think that would be a great thing in his life, where God says, hey, Jonah, something I want you to do, and he does what most of us do in this kind of situation, which is why I refer to it as doing a Jonah, and he runs the other way. This is standard operating human procedure. This is just what human beings do. You know there's something you're supposed to do, you run the other way. This is just something we do because I think we're terrified by the notion of fate. And the idea that you don't have to believe in God, you don't have to believe that the Bible is the inerrant word of God or anything like that, but if you know there's something you need to be doing, and that's what this biblical story is all about, if you know there's something you should be doing, a lot of times we just don't want to do it, so we do a Jonah, we run the other way. And what happens to Jonah when he runs the other way? Well, that's the part of the story I think most of us remember. He gets swallowed by the whale. He winds up trying to go the exact opposite way. A whole calamity of events happen. He gets swallowed by a whale. And it's there in what I refer to as the proverbial halibut hotel, down at the bottom of the waters, down at his bottom, right? Quite literally, he bottoms out there in the bottom of the fish guts. He realizes, you know what? You just can't get away from that which you're supposed to do. And Jonah, in the biblical story, offers the most beautiful prayer. And it's just a prayer where he says, God, you know what? Thank you. This is where I am. It's not a penitence. It's just beautiful prayer. And he says, I know I got to do what I got to do. He doesn't say it in those words, but that's what he says. I got to do what I got to do. And the big fish spits him up on the shore where he was supposed to be going in the first place. And he does what he's supposed to do. And here's what I find to be really parallel and important in our lives. He finds that what he was supposed to do is actually easier to do than all of the complaining he was doing. It's actually easier to do that which we know we're supposed to do. So here's how I look at it. If there's something that avoiding doing it makes you feel like you're sinking yourself down to the depths, don't do it, Jonah. Don't go away from that thing. Go towards that which you know you're supposed to do, that which, if you're comfortable saying the word God called you to do, God called you to do. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.